Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, we got it. Okay,
yes.
We're going. Here we go. Yes. I put on a persona right away. I'm like, hey, we're rolling. Talking so earnestly. So
I know. Yeah, we were kind of diving
like
in
comedy. Like,
yeah.
What is comedy?
What is comedy?
Well, it's where it's actually can't be defined.
Yeah,
and you can't quite. That's what I love about it. I still don't know what exactly will make me laugh.
It sort of exists in a liminal space.
Comedy. Yes, in a liminal space, it does,
and it's sort of. Transcends how your sort of subconscious prison.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going with that bit.
So that's that was
tragedy.
Tragedy
plus time. Tragedy plus time.
Is
tragedy
that what it
times
is?
Time.
Or tragedy times. I think no, it's tragedy times equivalent. Yeah.
Tragedy plus time.
Yeah.
Is comedy.
Is that what it like truly do you feel like you know what? Do you guys feel like you know what makes you laugh?
Kind of. Yes, I do.
Okay. What's in
it? I think I find I'm a sucker for like juxtaposition.
Yes.
I think that's so funny.
Do you have an example of like this? So one thing's one thing and there's another thing.
Like if, I don't know, like in a cartoon or something, like, someone is like a cartoon character is like this big, like supposed to be this scary thing, but then they have like a little voice.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's really funny. That makes me laugh.
Is this something about exceeding expectations? Like, is that a comedy rule or like
exceeding expectations?
Or like
some people say that's one comedy.
You're led in one way and then it turns into another.
Sorry.
Did you just?
I know. No, I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
I'm sorry.
Did you just
can we stop recording?
Our wall.
Cut the camera.
It's scary. Right.
We record again. It cuts to me like in a cast.
Okay. Yes, we have Richard on today, everybody. This is Richard. Everybody, Richard.
Hi,
Perez.
Everyone.
Jim Perry.
Hi, everyone.
He is. I don't know. Okay. I don't want to. I was gonna say you're next, but you're next doesn't like you're a fucking a superstar on the rise.
Oh my god.
Is how I truly feel about you.
Really?
Yes.
Veronica.
I really, really, really do. And you're going on tour.
I am going on tour. Should I just talk about
let's
that?
Just,
sure.
Let's get it out of the
so
way.
Then, like,
and
the
then
way.
You
if
guys
you go
watch
exit,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, get the vibe and yeah.
Let's get the important stuff out. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or should we do that? Okay.
Okay. You're going on tour.
Hi everyone. I'm gonna be going on tour. I have a solo show called I Have to Do This, directed.
Best show.
We've seen it.
Y'all came to see it.
Yes, okay, keep going and then I'll talk about the show after.
So it's directed by Charlie Bardet. I've been doing it for, I guess the fall will be like 3 years. And it's been developing and we're sculpting it, editing it. And I love where it's at and I'm going to be bringing it to a few different cities next month. Actually, I'm going to Philly next week. And then there's a gap. And then March, end of March, I'll be like...
doing your thing.
Seattle, Portland, Chicago, LA. I'm trying to figure out San Francisco. If anyone knows venues there.
We did a show there.
Yeah, but...
Was it an old church? That's kind of how it felt.
No, it was an old...
It felt like we were doing like a nativity play. Like I was...
Oh, wait. I would love that.
It was an old...
Do you think it would go well for the show?
I think so. Like it was very like artsy. Like the green room was like a giant like rehearsal, like I don't even know, like yeah, it just felt like churchy. It just felt like a churchy.
It's an old congregation hall.
No backstage, so we were changing and we had to put up a curtain.
And the stage is using this high off mic the ground. Stands.
Yeah. Okay. We did it.
And the seats are like fold out metal chairs.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I think you could do it though. I feel like your show
Swedish
could
American Hall, if you want to look into it.
Okay.
Yes. So we saw your show at Joe's Pub.
Yes. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having
Thank
us,
for having
man.
Us. It was fucking hilarious. I texted you after. It was phenomenal. Like, really, it made, and this is, it makes, I always, so this is like the thing about me. I always bring it back to me, right? Like,
Yeah.
Watching, like, I was like, this makes me want to be a better performer. Makes me want to. You're so good at details. Like, that's the thing where I was asking you before, like, what makes you laugh? Like, sometimes you do stuff and I don't know why it makes me laugh, but it makes me fucking like, and that's what's exciting about it. I'm like, oh, I think I figured out what things make me laugh. And then you do something and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, thank you.
I started to, there's something that's quite interesting about you, Richard, that you can kind of do, and this is you, I mean you personally, can kind of do anything on stage. And I find that when I'm in the crowd, I am like paying attention and very
captivating,
sucked in. Mm-hmm. And with your show, I don't know if it's a spoiler that it's a one-man show.
No.
People know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I found myself like really like imagining the other character.
Like the person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you're another really person. Great serious actor as well. You know what I mean? Like,
thank you.
That was the part I didn't really know that how real it, I assume it's like real in a lot of ways of the things you're talking about, but like that, and then yeah, like the juxtaposition of like, well, I don't want to spoil anything, but like the dinner scene.
Yeah. Right.
So, and I like was even telling my friend about it. I was like, you went for like 10 minutes telling this earnest, beautiful story that I assume is real.
Yeah.
And then, which I loved. I think you cried in it a few times. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I love the vulnerability. And then all of a sudden, and then there's like a...
There's like beats in it that are just like funny. And but I just wanted to feel like in real time, like the timing of like a date, you know?
Yes.
And like that kind of thing. But I'm like, I don't know. I think in general, it's like what I find funny, like juxtaposition is one example. But I'm also like, I feel like when I perform, I don't know what it is. Like maybe I just don't have the... Well, maybe that's not true. I just feel like there's so much tension.
Yeah.
And I think like I find that funny too.
Yeah.
When it's just kind of like, where's this going? Like that feeling of like, and then when there's some release, it's like, oh, okay. Oh, I see you're joking
so
around.
Right.
Oh, okay. You know, like I think that I like playing with live a lot.
For sure.
That is kind of, I think being a good comedian is like being in charge of the tension.
Yeah.
Do you know, like you're in command of the attention, and so you decide when it's there and then when it releases.
But sometimes it doesn't happen that way. Sometimes it's only tension.
Yeah. And you're like,
sometimes
okay.
Okay. I'll just have a set where it's like, okay.
But even well, that you can play with, though. And you can like ride. I think that's a trick of mine where I ride on, if something doesn't go well, if something doesn't land, then I just, okay, then I make my character like, the person that never lands, like the joke never lands. Do you know what I mean? Like, and then it's like, oh, the failure is actually the moments in between that I think are funny too.
Right,
so it's
right.
Like the tension was on purpose. That thing that didn't land, that was on purpose. But anyway, so yeah, I'll just like make it about me.
Yeah. So and, let's talk about you.
So what's up?
Actually, let's talk about, I was going to say the show that, let's talk about me for a second.
Yeah.
The show that you were on with us in March last year.
Yes.
At City Winery.
That was only a year ago.
Yeah.
Not even.
That makes me...
Yeah.
This year?
It's like 11 months ago.
That was my first time performing on stage like that.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I remember that. And you were cool as a cucumber. You were totally fine backstage. Because I feel like I always like gauged with people's like nervousness just because I'm always like nervous myself and I'm always thinking about that. So I think I remember asking you like without trying to be like making you more nervous or something. I think I asked you like, oh, like, how are you feeling about it? Or something like that. And you're just like, yeah, yeah. You know, I've never done it. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
If the world was ending, Kyle would answer like that.
Yeah.
He's so...
Well, my thought process with that was like, you know, the worst possible case that could happen at that show is everybody in the room hates me. But right. It's only 180 people.
Yeah.
Right, right.
No, that wouldn't hate
But that life. Wouldn't, yeah.
That's the worst.
But that's true, yeah. It's like
it's only 180
happens,
people.
It's like what?
That would
just
hate
like
you.
Truly
I don't
despise
think that
me.
Even
it's just the worst possible case.
Right. Worst case right. scenario,
and
these 180 people are like, ugh, you know.
Yeah.
Worst
that's not
that happens.
Bad. That's not bad.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really, yeah.
Actually, I did to catch you up today, I'm not reading anything about my I'm not reading comments and I'm not looking at likes mm-hmm. or followers. But because it got to this, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I went on Reddit and I searched my name like a fucking idiot. And they talked about the City Winery.
No way.
Oh my God. And they were like, oh my God. They were like, that show. They're like, I had so much fun at the City Winery show, like the drinks. Like I didn't want to go out. And my friend invited me to the show. And it was actually like, you should do things out of your comfort zone. I didn't think Veronica Soikosko was funny at all. But
oh my God. But I love the food. I love the drinks no, there. It was really cozy.
I was like, where did you go fuck, bitch? Where?
I got out of my comfort zone. I didn't think she was funny, but I love the food. No, the chicken nuggets are amazing. Oh my
God. I was like,
yeah.
Anyways,
that
don't do
sucks.
That. I learned my lesson. I won't ever fucking do that again.
So they didn't mention my name though?
No. So I took, so that's what I mean. I think you did quite okay.
So I must've been pretty funny.
And I was the worst thing that's ever hit the stage. It just didn't stay on the stage.
Are you sure that was the New York one? Positive?
Yeah.
Okay.
City Winery. Oh, because there's multiple
I think, or maybe it
ones.
Wasn't. It was like months ago, but I didn't, this was maybe a defense thing for myself. I didn't want to look how many months ago it was and count which show
yeah,
that
like,
was.
It was just, yeah,
but I think
it
was the show that we...
I'm going to be looking into that
so.
As well.
No, you really don't have to.
No,
in
no,
fact,
no. I really will.
And I, in fact, encourage you not to.
Well, I'll be doing it.
Okay, what is exciting you these days? Like, and it could be, I'm just making this up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, so pulling it out of my ass right now. Only because I have something that has really like hit me in the heart. And it's really exciting to me and maybe resonate. Have you seen the new Addison Rae music video?
I haven't. I heard the song. I heard the song Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saturday morning, I woke up and I was like, oh, right, release rate or whatever.
Yeah.
New music for whatever, Friday. And I was like, I didn't get to listen to this yet. And I did. And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, it's like a sexy song.
And the video.
But a video, you just reminded me to do that.
She's like next. Covered in powdered sugar.
Oh.
Because there's rumors.
It's like drugs, but she's like, not drugs. I don't want drugs.
She wants high fashion.
I want hugs.
I want hugs. And I want Louis Vuitton.
Wait.
It is so, really? You're going to, I'm like, I just want to show it to you now. But it's so fucking, she's next. I wasn't fully on board. Like Aquamarine, I was like, okay, she's going a little like Madonna artsy, like cool. It's not quite it yet. This was it. The video mixed with like she's doing all these like artsy like split poses.
Right, and she can move.
She can move.
She's a dancer.
She can dance.
She's a dancer.
Like Tate McRae.
Yes. But yes.
Tate McRae can actually dance.
But Tate McRae is a little bit more Starbucks, and that's no shade to Tate McRae.
Oh, right. Yeah.
She's for everyone.
Right. She's kind of, yeah.
Addison's kind of, she's going artsy, and she's going like, she has taste is what I'm really,
yeah.
Anyways, that was my.
But I think they're trying to do that with Tate. Like, I mean, yeah. I didn't see whole video for Sports Car, but yeah. I saw clips and she's like in like, couture, like weird clothing. Like,
yes.
So I'm like, maybe they're trying to be like, come on, like, you know, weird it up a little. Like,
yeah.
Put on
Twigs,
this veil.
Come on,
like, yeah. Come on, like, move. And she's like, okay.
Well, because we talked about this, our love for, and we'll, I think she's ahead of her time. It was ahead of her time with that album, the Camila Cabello.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, because she was trying, that's why I'm like, hey, you need to see Addison, because she's really doing her thing.
We're big fans of that album.
She's and going on tour. We need to go.
We have to.
And she announced it today. She's going on tour.
Is she, did you see where in New York? Like, is it MSG or because that album didn't hit, is it going to be like,
maybe. Right.
It's probably going to be Bellhouse.
Terminal 5. I think it might be like Terminal 5 if it's not MSG.
Or we should check.
How big is the... There's that one in Brooklyn Paramount. Is it?
Oh, yeah. That's a big one. That's could be
Warsaw?
That's where we saw Charlie.
Oh, that one's fun. I do like that one. That's true. We should go. But sometimes I think it's like... And I did feel like the music was so good. But yeah, sometimes the outfits, it feels like the outfit is... you're wearing the outfit rather than it being, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not quite natural.
Mm.
Like, they're kind of like in their mom's shoes.
Right.
Mm.
And that was a little bit with Camille, and I love her deeply and dearly. Tate is like, she's rocking what she's doing. Addison, she's fucking like, she's wearing, she is the moment.
Yeah,
she could
really
wear no makeup, red lips. Like, she's just like so comfortable and like, I don't want to sexualize, but like she's kind of doing.
She's sexy.
But she's like, I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
I'm sexy.
You're a freak. And I like love that.
Yeah.
She's like 22. I'm like, what am I talking about?
You're a freak. And I like, no,
she's
love
like,
that.
Oh, she's 22.
She's maybe 20.
So it's Tate, right? They're like that young.
They're kind of young.
That's crazy.
Wait,
and
let me
feel weird to talk about it, but I'm like,
Addison Rae is 22? No.
Yeah.
No.
Dude, she's like, okay, she's maybe 23.
I'm going to go 24, turning 25 this year.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I remember, was she a teen, I guess? Like over,
well,
she was in the hype house.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. She's 24. 2000. Okay, that makes me feel better.
Turning 25 this year?
Yeah, October 6th.
Okay.
Okay.
I can just kind of sense those things on people. Right.
But no,
you are
it is so.
23, turning 24 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Anyway, so who do you have a...
What's hot right now?
What's hot right now? Or like, who's your favorite it girl? Who's like the one that's going to stick?
The one that's going to stick... Let's see.
This doesn't have to be musically, or if that's your question.
That's my question. I want you to answer too.
Okay.
Because Charlie is now.
Well, that's
different.
Done and gone.
She's in a different category here.
Yeah, she's entered a new like thing.
But I'm like, who? I mean, my answer is Addison Rae. I think she. It's not going to happen this year. It's going to slowly happen over time.
But
2026, she's going to be nominated for a Grammy.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can see that.
It's my prediction.
And I saw somewhere online, like, her new album only has 9 tracks.
Oh.
Isn't that so, like...
But I love that.
Yeah, right? She's like, 9.
Yes. And, but, yeah.
9. And I know what they are. Like, she's like, it's very like thought out.
And they're probably perfect. Nine. It's like, why more? I don't need the new Drake album, Party Next Door album's fucking like 20 songs.
Yeah, it's like 20. It's like you're being a little insecure.
That's a dick. Yeah. And like, no. Like, you tell me what I like. Don't make me like give me so many options to be like, maybe something.
What about this one? What about that? We'll get a little bit of that.
Yeah.
She's like, 9.
Yes. No, because I truly have been listening to the Drake album for 3 days because I can't get through the whole thing. I'm like,
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And it's.
What?
It's kind of boring.
Yeah, we hate Drake.
Not that we hate Drake. It's just that it's like there's nothing like crazy exciting on it. Drake. That's all. But
I know. I don't know. I'm not supposed to love Drake, but I love Drake.
Oh, Drake. Mm-hmm,
it's
right.
Really bad. It's the music.
Yeah. He's like a blind spot for me somehow. But I mean, of course I know like the hits, big ones.
Yeah. Like sing one.
Passionate from miles away. Passionate about things you say. Passionate when we go away. I wanna drive in your car.
In your car.
Something like that.
Late at night.
Late at night.
Guys, episode 69.
69.
Oh my gosh, what an honor. Episode 69. We have the awesome and wonderfully really cool, fabulous Richard Perez.
Wickedly talented one and only.
If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button, please, on YouTube. Comment.
Come on.
Hit the like button. If you're on Spotify, hit the follow. If you want bonus content, go to the Patreon link in the bio. I have been making a mistake.
Sorry, I'm talking. Yep.
There aren't videos ever on Spotify, not even if you go to the Patreon. I thought that was a thing. I don't know why. I think maybe we talked about it being a thing, Connery and I, and it's not. And I apologize, but that is not where you will get that. But you will get ad-free listening on the Patreon. You can ask us questions. We do the Q&A. Maybe you want to be a Nevermind Knight, and we'll read your name at the end of the episode. And also, we have merchandise, nevermindpod.com. And if you want to send us cool and awesome stuff that we throw up here on the wall, that's going to be at 200 Franklin Street, Unit 103, Box 113, Brooklyn, New York, 11222. And guys, once again, we are with Richard Perez.
You know, can we like talk a little like business? Or
yeah,
is
yeah.
That
let's talk business.
Okay. Let's talk anything.
So for context, mm-hmm. I just left my barista daytime job.
Mm.
Applause. I'm proud of you.
Connery, add applause effect, please.
I just left this job. I've been there for like 3 years. I have like this whole history with it because mm-hmm. I was like a regular there before I started working there.
Yes.
And it's also like a bar. It's like, it's crazy. The hours of operation are like 20 hours a day or jeez. Something crazy like that. But I don't, I would only work the mornings. Anyways, so I finally left this job. Like Friday, Valentine's Day was my last day. And I'm kind of just like taking like a few months. I don't know. Like I will put feelers out and like or just start looking for new work soon, like another part-time gig or something. But there's a part of me that's just like, I also just want to like lean on like my comedy and like that kind of work and like live performance and stuff like that. And I was talking to my two friends, Natalie and Ava, about this, and they were like, you should start a Patreon. What are your thoughts?
Yes.
But the thing is, I don't have a podcast.
Yeah.
But or Substack's in right now too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, like writing or, but also like video. I assume you want to do videos.
Yeah, part of me is like, what if I'm like building a podcast, but it's like not.
Well, here's what you could do. Yet. You could just do a podcast that's only accessible via Patreon.
Okay.
And you just make people pay for it, basically.
Right.
Which a lot of people do.
Or you make it, or do anything you want behind a paywall.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it's like one, maybe like once a week, something is like released, like either a video or a audio.
Yes.
Writing or.
Yes.
Like pictures.
And then you get pictures, kind of different ones, standing, sitting.
Yeah. Some of my photography.
But it's so, I think maybe you would also, what we love about it is the community it builds of like the Patreons, like it's, you know, the people, like it is so,
right.
And then it can become like addicting where, you know, we're posting just random, we used to do it more, we got busy, but like photos, us cooking, Sunday updates we used to do. So it can just
so it's
kind
like
of,
you, and you change it. You're like shift. Yeah. You're figuring it out.
As yeah, and like you can ask them, be like, "What would you want to see?
Right.
What do you like?"
True.
It's so. Also, this might be bad advice, and you probably don't want any advice. But I don't think you're going to need a part time job. I think you're gonna. I think you're gonna swim. Yeah, you're jumping. You're taking a leap, and it is being like telling the universe that you're ready and that you're like it's gonna happen. As in, like you will figure it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And things will happen.
Yeah.
And they already are.
Yes.
You're going on major tour.
Yeah.
And then watch, because of this, you're probably going to get like a role in something or like whatever. Or you just like do like a Union Hall show.
Right.
Once a month.
Once a week.
Some other.
Yeah. Other stuff. Bi-weekly. Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're feeling good about it? Or are you feeling?
I'm feeling excited to be done with this job. I mean, it's a little bittersweet because like my coworkers, you know, some of them I've known for like a decade, but we've gotten to know each other like even more closely as like coworkers. Mm-hmm. And, but so, so I'm like, oh, like I'll miss like seeing you around all the time, but also did not really love the work of it, of course, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't know, just like performing, like there's waves where like, you know, you're booked on like 18 shows, 20 shows a night. I mean, a week, a night.
A night. Yeah, no.
20 shows a night is, we've been there.
And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
All right, guys, I have to go. next Uber. I spend like $1,000 on Ubers.
Yeah, you're like, so I have to do that. Like, that's like what comedy is.
That is,
like,
you have to hustle. You have to hustle.
But I, yeah, like I'm excited to just like be done with that and have, because like it would just suck to have to like open the next morning or something, or like have to be up at like 5 a.m. after like doing like a 9 or 10 p.m. like show. And you know, one or the other, you just say yes to the show, you know, you're like, okay, yeah, in a month from now, sure, I'm down to do this show.
Yeah.
And then I got my schedule and I'm like, okay, cool. Like I gotta gotta make this work. So a lot of that I feel like was just kind of like,
yeah,
whatever. So I'm excited. But then of course there's this like, and I was like telling you before we started recording, like there's this like undercurrent of like anxiety or like doubt, or my brain is trying to like go to like familiarity to be like, oh, like, you know, you've tried this before, you know, in a different time in your life with a different field and a different thing. Like, what if the same things happen again and you go back to like, you know,
it's classic. Leaving any job, good or bad, like whether you liked it or didn't, is always tough, just because it is something that you're relying so heavy on financially for income, whatever. And then
routine.
The routine of it. You like take the jump out of it and suddenly you're like, okay, I have to like now, I make my days
right
now. Like I have to decide like what to do and how to stay above water. And
it's always
challenging, but I think also like Veronica said, like I don't think you're gonna have any.
You won't
issues.
You're also talking to again, making better money. I moved to LA with fucking like $5,000 American. I don't even know how much I had. No visa, 30,000 TikTok followers. Like I was like, this is it. Like let's fucking go. I just like really had. I didn't know a single person. I really, really jumped.
Yeah,
and then. Now we're almost 3 years later and things have like completely changed.
Wow.
And I'm not saying that that wasn't scary and it wasn't like it was terrifying. And I was like, oh my God. And you must feel that. I feel like everyone feels that where it's like, how am I going to pay rent? And then somehow something comes, friend's short film, you're the background actor of it, whatever. Like you're just like, okay, let me do that. I'm writing this shitty ad for this company. I don't know. Just like, random.
Did you
things.
Also move to LA? Like you didn't have any work, like part-time nothing. Gig, like nothing.
I couldn't.
Right, because you don't have a visa.
No, I was like, oh, I'm 27. God. It was after COVID. I went through a breakup. I was like, I have to try this or else I'm going to really regret it for the rest of my life.
Yeah. You said, I have to do this.
I have to do this. I have to do this.
The show.
Tickets. When does this go on?
March 3rd.
March 3rd. Sure. Tickets are link in the bio.
Please, guys, please, you have to see
ticket
the
link
show.
In the bio, guys.
It's so amazing.
He has to do this.
So you were like, I have to do this.
Yeah. And then not saying that I wasn't, I remember calling my mom one day alone so far. And I was like living with this female cop and her dog with cataracts. And I was like, what is going on? Like, I was like, I'm so alone and I'm just so like survival mode. And I just cried to her and I was like, this is really hard. And she just was like, I know, but just like keep going. And then.
How long did you stay in LA?
6 months.
Okay. And then you moved here, you went back to Canada.
I booked a job in Canada and then I booked another job 4 days later.
Whoa.
And I'm not saying that whatever, but just like. Yeah, it was like
happens to everybody who
it happens to everybody.
Who
but,
quits.
But when I was out there, I was posting every single day. I was like, fuck it. If I'm here, I'm going on every meeting. I'm doing like everything I possibly can to, because if it's the last thing, at least like I tried my hardest.
Yeah.
So then I did that, and then
there's a part of me that's like, I feel like that is what I feel like I'm like having to. Embrace that or something or practice it for myself. Like, not that I haven't done that to some extent the past couple of years doing comedy, but I'm like, I feel like my experience so far, I've been like really fortunate that, or at least, I don't know. I feel like I work really hard, but I'm also like, I feel like I put something out and then I'm met with like, oh, try this, come join this, let's work on this together. Da, da, da. And like, but I feel like pitching and like just being like, oh, like, I don't know, making rounds or taking more like initiative to, I'm just like, I feel like that is like something to like, of course it's part of it. You know what I mm-hmm. mean? Like, of course you kind of have to like go through like times where you're just like, I am putting myself out there. I'm being mm-hmm. like, hey, like,
yes.
Let's work. I'm not reaching out to you. Yes. I'm reaching out to this person and I'm going to ask for, you know.
Oh, not being precious.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Doing-
and just like ask, also like ask, for something you want.
Oh my God.
You know,
God.
And ask for help or ask to join something, ask to like work together, ask, you know, like,
yes.
Hey, like, do you want to consider whatever it may
yeah.
be? Yeah.
And you will like, it's not slimy if you're making genuine connections too
yeah.
or friendships and you're just being vulnerable and you're like, I'm just really trying to do this thing. I really love doing this thing. I'm not good at anything else. Like I have to do this.
Tickets on sale.
But that being said, you're fucking miles ahead of me now. You know what I mean? In terms of like what you're like, you're just like, you're so I believe in you so much that it's fucked up. Like you're gonna be a fucking, you already are a superstar to us. Truly. I was a fan of yours before we met. And then, so it's just like, yeah, it's just so exciting. That's why I love New York. I'm like, oh my God, all my friends are so talented. I was a fan before I met them. And
yeah,
but I remember there was this one time, I never told the story, Friday Beers. Do you know Friday Beers?
Friday Beers.
Almost Friday on Instagram.
Yeah. I like went in. I had nothing going on. And I like pitched them a show. And they didn't know who I was. Nothing really. I just was like, I made a little deck and I was like, I really want to make this. Obviously they said no. And like I fell on my face. I got one of the numbers wrong and I like texted someone else. I just like really embarrassed myself. That's how I felt. I'm sure they don't feel that way. Mm. And then even though that wasn't the path and I totally got like, not like hardcore rejected, but like whatever, it didn't happen. And then now like I'm friends with those people and like, I don't know how to describe it, but just like I've done the thing where you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I like that's so embarrassing. You know what I mean? Like, why would I have ever reached out? I literally, classic me, I get numbers wrong all the time. I don't save numbers in my phone. It's really terrible.
It's a very bad habit.
It's very bad. And you know, and that's my
friend,
me.
My friend is the same. My friend Olivia. She gets in trouble sometimes here and there, like, especially like dating too. Like, she'll.
Oh, God.
Like, oh, yeah. And you think you're talking to
someone? She never saves, like, the guy's, like, number.
No.
Yeah. But she's working on it.
Me. Yes, yes, yes. I know I'm in the same boat because I'm just like, there's so many people. I have no fucking mood. But,
It's gotten us in trouble.
Yeah.
In the past.
Yes, for sure. We can't talk about it on the podcast.
No, we can't. Yet. Well, we could say. Just,
I feel like in 2 years I'll be able to talk about.
No names, no location, no specifics to what the scenario was.
Okay, no specifics to the scenario. Basically, I thought I told someone to come over, who was someone else, and ended up being a different person.
Whoa.
Uh-huh. It was really crazy.
And it's someone like you're not really so close to.
Thankfully, it was fine.
Okay.
Like it was actually,
We can't go to.
It was, I'll tell you after.
Yeah, it was
like, I thought my brain had broken and I was like, you need to put me into
an institution.
An institution because I am officially like, it was crazy.
Oh, MG.
It was, and Kyle was there and Michael was there. And then we all had to be like.
No, we all knew it. We all knew.
Because
we know that Veronica's not good at that.
No. Mm.
And we all three immediately just sort of made eye contact with one another. And then we were like.
Yep.
And then we just carried
improvising.
On.
Improvising. Yep.
And just carried on.
Right. Improvising.
And it all worked out. Yeah, yeah. It all worked out.
And then we ended up like having them on the podcast and it was totally fun. Sorry, I was trying to make it like a. This is where I was trying to make a joke that like we didn't know that you were coming over.
Oh.
Right now, just really quick. But yeah, I was like, am I working there?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But then I was like, nah.
I come up to your apartment. You're like, Richard, what's up?
The podcast. Come on in. So how's the new album? Are you making an album?
Let's see, Tate McRae, Addison Rae.
So, Tour. Yes. I saw your show.
Even that, like you didn't know it was my show you were going to.
No, literally. It was fucked up.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
But anyways, what is there anything, back to my question of like, what is there anything that's exciting you or inspiring you these days?
Right. Inspiring me. What is inspiring me lately? It's just that like, I'm inspired to buy a TV.
Mm.
Yes.
I don't have a TV.
Me neither.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So like, and then, so I would watch everything on my computer, but then my computer broke.
Mm.
And so I just like haven't, I'm out of the loop. Like, I don't know. And if I'm on my phone, like I'm mostly just scrolling. Like I'm like looking at like quick content, you know, I'm not going to watch like a movie or like a television show or something, you know? Yeah. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. So
you're computerless right now.
Kind of. Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah.
May I put you on iPad?
I should get an iPad.
I have one. I haven't opened up my laptop since I got my iPad.
Really?
I don't need it for anything.
Do you do like everything?
Yep.
Business stuff?
Yep.
Really?
Because I got the little...
The little like keyboard thing?
It is like, it was $1,200 I think the whole thing. Like including the keyboard and like everything, which is like...
And she loves her magic pencil.
And I got a magic pencil. I don't really use it.
You use that magic pencil?
No, I don't. I don't. I have not used that magic pencil in 2 months. I'm not kidding. I think if you're like a writer, if I have scripts, if I'm on a job, then I would use it.
You know what
I
mean? Love
if you
it.
Like write it like
right.
Next to
or
it.
If you're like
you would scroll and Pinterest
like illustrating or something like that, right?
Yeah. I'm like
I've watched you online shop with the pencil.
Yes. I have used the pencil.
That's
I have
cute.
Pencil. But anyways, that being said, if I'm just saying, I don't know how much are laptops?
About the same. I mean, you can get like a MacBook Air for about the same price.
Yeah, yeah.
Never mind. But I'm just saying, it's the one. And then maybe because you want a TV over a laptop.
A TV. Yeah, just to like have a more designated place to be like, okay, I want to get away from my phone when I'm home right. as best as I can. So I'm like, let me go to a different screen.
Yep.
And like watch something like a little more intentionally.
How do you write?
That's interesting. I feel like the past couple months, I do carry a notebook around. So I feel like I have been like, I feel like the way I write is kind of like jotting, like very loose outline, like do, 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 do. So I've been doing it that way. And I also record a lot of voice memos.
Ah.
So I get a lot of my like,
mm-hmm. I like that.
Out that way.
When you're just like in a goofy mood and then you're just kind of.
I'm like, I just want to like talk it out.
Wow.
But so I also do it like introspective. Like I'm like, oh, this is how I'm feeling about this. This. Why would that be? Like what's going on?
Right.
Stuff like that.
A TV you can get for really cheap on Facebook Marketplace yes. these days. Yes. The one that we have, pretty big one in there. Michael and I got for, I want to say like $250
yeah,
like, on Facebook Marketplace. And it's nice. It's like a smart Samsung TV. It's got all the apps on it.
Yep. It's got all the apps. I mean? It's got cable?
Something.
You guys have cable.
It's something weird. I don't know what it is.
With the TV? I don't understand.
It's not right. cable, but we have like 1,200 channels. But like I couldn't go to like... like Nickelodeon is the thing.
No, but you...
But Nickelodeon's probably streaming on like whatever.
Yeah, whatever, you know, streaming thing we have. But right. no, we have like Hallmark Channel kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Just yeah, like
no,
random...
Else? No, name off. Yeah, but we have...
Random channels.
Mm.
Yeah. Is there... Do you read?
No. No.
Me neither.
No.
It's okay.
No, I've been, I don't really know how to read, but I do want to, that's another thing. I'm like, I want to learn how to read and buy a TV. Mm. And
when
see,
you say learn how to read, you're meaning?
The habit of reading.
The habit of reading. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To learn how to like, I feel like when I do try, like I tried reading this book like a few months ago and it was like kind of heady, like. Kind of like self-help vibes a little bit.
The art of not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
subtle
yeah.
art of not giving a fuck.
The subtle art of not giving a fuck.
Yeah, like I felt like I kind of was like, I just have to like read out loud and like reread sentences like a lot and be like, okay, to comprehend it. Because maybe I'm like glazing over something or I'm kind of, my attention and focus is like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not like, some people just read like, and they get it.
What was the book?
It's called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza.
I've got that one.
You do?
I've got that book. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Aww.
I'll tell you what helps me, and maybe this can help you. Which this really sounds like just like a, I'm dumb. But sometimes I read a book mm-hmm. with the audiobook also. I listen and read it at the same time.
Wow.
Oh my God. That's a really good idea.
I did that with our favorite book that I love to talk about, Shoe Dog.
Shoe Dog?
Which is the Nike Phil Knight book, just okay. about like how Nike started, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And that book has stayed in my head more than any book I've really read over the past however right. long because I did it with the audiobook.
Well, we did that as kids, right? Like, I feel like I did like... Pig, was that one?
Charlotte's Web?
No, Fly. Lord of the Flies.
Mm.
And I feel like it was like a British man. She, like my teacher would like put on a CD and then-
While you guys read it?
While we read it.
That was, you know what? That does yeah. sound like child,
Again, it
childhood.
Makes me sound yeah. like I'm stupid when I say that.
No, but if no, you no, want to no. read it.
But it's yeah. what helps me.
Yeah.
And then also with like a book like that one, I like take notes in the book.
Mm.
Or I have a dedicated note just like on my iPhone. But I just write out things that
stand out and you're
that
like
stand
okay,
out
let me
or
like
whatever that I like specifically want to remember.
Right.
I'll like, you know, mark a paragraph kind of thing. I find that helps for me to keep it. But I also cannot just like read a chapter and then walk away from the book and be like, oh, I know all this stuff now.
I know. I feel like in high school, middle school, high school, I just like, and college, I totally was just like overwhelmed by it.
Yeah.
And I like didn't do that work. I was just, I don't know how I got through it. I lied and cut corners and
yeah,
stuff like that to, I just didn't know.
Yeah. I think that's a thing that people are now learning that I'm like, okay, if you don't read books, it doesn't make you dumb.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? No, for sure.
It's okay. But I think for a long time I was like, oh. And then I do have periods where I read, where I'm really in the habit. Again, it's just like, it's like the gym. It's truly how it feels, what it feels like. But then also if I'm like watching good TV or like documentaries or something, I feel like I'm like still learning or I don't know. But I've never, my sister and my dad read like two books a week. Like they're such just like book people. And I don't think I got the gene.
But. Yeah. I know someone that read 200 books in 2021.
It's fucked.
Whoa.
That's 200 whoa. Books in 2021.
See, that's a lot of time.
Well, it was, or maybe it was 2020, honestly. It was COVID.
Oh, COVID? Okay.
And I asked her, I was like, what? How did you do that? And she was like, well, first, like, I made sure every time.
Did you guys date?
No. That it was a book okay. that I would. That it was a book that I would like.
Who is she? Did you date? What, you thinking about her now?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess you want her on the 69th episode.
No. She said to like make sure you actually want to read it. Don't force, like if you're not liking it,
yeah,
whatever,
so
stop.
That's every book, right?
Just
so
stop,
that's
going to
be every
though.
Book for me.
And make sure you actually enjoy it. And then she just had tons of time where she would read like sometimes one book in a day.
I mean, if you think about how much time you scroll, it's probably like 400 books a year.
I'm like, that's it. You know what I mean? Like I'm getting my information there. I'm like basically smarter than, okay, yeah, there you go. So,
But no. But I mean like time. Just like words and time.
Oh yeah.
But I think like a book would be like, it's
a bit
definitely
more nutritional.
I read an entire book on a flight one time.
What book?
Sally Rooney, Normal People? Normal People? No. The other one. The newest one, not the one that just came out, the one before that. And I felt, I was like, oh, I'm mega mind leaving that flight. I was like, my brain, everyone's like looking at me and like, yeah. And I did like dive in and I like loved it. It was just,
was
and it
flight?
Was that thing.
Where were you going? Where
From
to where?
Poland back to Canada. Yeah. And it was like 7 hours, 8 hours. And I was just like, and it was fun. And it was like a movie. It was like love and romance. And like,
oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's another thing too. Yeah. Like reading.
Love and romance.
Yeah. Or like juicy. Like.
Like a movie.
Yeah.
Like stories. Yeah. Stories that we tell ourselves. It's funny. It makes me think, I just have to do this.
Tickets on sale.
Tickets are on sale in Lincoln bio.
Perfect. I'm so sorry if like by this point in the episode, like so many people dropped off.
No.
With me doing this.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
That's not the way it works.
If you stayed, thank you so much.
No, literally not how it is. I was going to say, right. Did we answer about the inspiring? No.
So yeah, okay. I'm inspired to get a book and to read and I'm inspired
get
a TV.
Okay.
Because I want to, I don't know. But you know what? I have been seeing, I saw two Broadway shows.
Nice.
Which ones?
And it was my first time seeing Broadway, like live. I've only seen like off-Broadway, but like literal Broadway.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God.
What did
like,
you see?
I saw Oh Mary.
Of course.
Classic.
Which I saw off Broadway, but yes. I was like, I want to see it like at the Lyceum Theater, like the, you know.
Was it pretty different, the production of it, or was it about the same?
Actually, I feel like it was similar-ish. Or you know what? I think my memory of it is just seeing it the first time when it was at the Lord Tell. I think it was the theater.
Yeah, I went to that one.
That like. Because that already was like, I was blown away. Like I was just like.
Beautiful theater.
Yeah. But I think this on Broadway, like especially like the ending, like I'm like, whoa, what they did with the production and like everything. I was like, oh my God. But the heart of the show, like the performance and the write, like everything is just like phenomenal. Like, it's I could watch that show every day. Wow. Like, it is.
Cole's not in the Broadway one?
No, they were on the Broadway one last year into January.
Yes, gotcha.
And then Betty Gilpin is on right now. No, but I really want to.
Wow.
I really want to catch Betty. And yeah. Also, I want to go see it again. And Titus Burgess is going to be Mary in the middle of March for like 3 weeks.
Wait, you need to be Mary.
My God, it would be a dream.
You need to be Mary.
It would be
a
freaking dream.
We're manifesting right now.
We are manifesting.
Look, watch, you've quit your job. That's what you're going to reward with. I'm telling you.
Have the wig on. Like.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I still got to
see
it.
Oh my God, Kyle.
So good, Kyle.
Oh my gosh. Like, yeah, if you can see it, like, yeah, go for it. Like, it's my favorite thing I have ever seen. It's so, it's dementedly hilarious, but it's also like, there's heart in it too. And it's just such a beautiful, like.
Is it a musical or a play?
Play.
It's a play. There are some like elements of it that are like musical. But it's like a play.
Gotcha,
and
gotcha,
it's
gotcha.
So fucking funny.
And I think it's changed, like, not to sound cheesy, but just like as comedians, like what we are capable of.
Literally,
what we can do.
Literally.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, what? Like totally just like, and oh, related to that, the next show I saw was Sunset Boulevard.
I saw it.
Nicole?
Week. Yes.
Nicole
Scherzinger.
So good.
I didn't know she did that.
Yeah. No one did.
Of course, like we just know her from like Pussycat Dolls, yep. Or like being a judge on like, something like that. She is a phenomenal Broadway star.
Yeah.
Like her voice is crazy. She does that like multiple times a night.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? She's like,
yeah,
like screaming and then singing beautifully, and then she's also funny, and like the camera's on stage, and she's like, and then back to being like, oh, I don't know. It's just so like everything you would want.
Yes, no, exactly.
I gotta
like,
see it.
I got the feeling like I was like, this must feel like what people felt like seeing like Barbara Streisand, like.
Yes.
Live
or
Patti LuPone, like
yeah,
I'm just like, what the hell? But there's a song, there's a lyric in it that's like, what is it? It's to people can dream. Wait, what is it? New ways. What is it? New ways.
You got it. You got this.
New
got
ways
it.
That
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
no,
you got it.
Oh, I'll never get it.
New ways to dream. Teaching new. I know what you're talking about.
Teaching people new ways to dream or
inspiring people. Of new ways,
to dream or something.
And that is basically what art is. Because it's like,
yeah.
It's very like, the show is really meta about
yes.
her.
Pursuit, like trying to.
Reinvent herself.
Yeah, her like career.
Come back. She's in her
and
40s.
Sell a movie.
Yes.
Or something. That's what
and
the
character
is. And
then a writer doing. And like it being like, all everyone's like in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
But it was so like camp and so like. It was like drama, but like in a funny way too. Do you know
yes.
what I mean? That it was aware of itself. Mm. But then at the end, I was like, oh yeah. It went there.
Yeah.
And I keep talking about the camera work.
Yeah.
Was unbelievable.
Oh my God. And then there's a song in the beginning of the movie where they're like, let's get lunch. And it's like such a huge part of like
yes.
industry.
So and then the
like,
next
we should
one.
Get lunch. Good to see you.
And
oh,
then
I
they
wrote
do
to this
a song
person.
Outside.
Outside.
The Sunset Boulevard.
Oh my God.
Boulevard.
Oh my God.
I gotta see this.
They literally go outside.
Yeah. I do know that. I've seen this. I've
it
heard that.
It was really fucking crazy.
It was fab.
Yeah.
But like, oh, Mary, like, you know, like in the comedy world or whatever, it's just, I'm like, literally that did that thing.
Yeah.
It's like new ways to dream. And I'm like, whoa, like,
yes.
I didn't even, like, what?
Like that you could maybe write a play
Broadway show.
Or Broadway show
yeah.
or a one person show and right. like it's so I love it.
Yeah.
I love all
tremendously
that.
Tremendously inspiring.
Yes. And
I
want to
see more shows.
Yes, even like social media or Patreon or all these things that like sometimes we shit on and we get mad at and it's hard to do or you know hard to with the reaction to things. It has given so many of our friends freedom and financial freedom and
mm-hmm.
like where it wouldn't have been that way.
Yeah.
You know, there's more room for people to like just make a living off of comedy now or art in general, which I really
Oh, in general. Okay, we're going to go to Q&A. We have a Q&A. So Connery, cue the Q&A music.
Sunset Boulevard.
Boulevard. New dreams, new ways to dream. Like, I don't even know if like...
But it was that.
New ways to dream.
Also, Andrew Lloyd Webber. I didn't know.
That was Andrew Lloyd Webber, yes. Period.
I know.
Wait, what else?
Okay, what's the big one? Andrew Lloyd Webber did?
Phantom, right?
Phantom, is that him?
No. Oh, Lord. Phantom Cats? Yeah, Phantom Cats.
Cats.
Les Mis?
Oh, I lost my voice.
Okay.
You know what we should see together?
What?
Joe Jonas is going to do Last 5 Years.
I don't know what that show is, but I'm down.
You're going to love it.
I would love that.
You're going to love it. Okay, I actually just need to see this really quick.
What do you need to see?
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Of course. Phantom... Jesus Christ Superstar. I actually love that show so much.
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's 70s music. Jesus literally goes like, it's Jesus! Like. Jesus!
Jesus Christ!
Like, think like seven, like how they sing like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Wow.
Judas! It's awesome. And then he did Cats, and then in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
And then
do you know that one, Evita.
And then Sunset Boulevard. Is that what you're saying?
And Sunset Boulevard.
He did the music.
Nice.
What a career!
Way to go, man.
No, he's fucking. Is he dead? Sorry.
Sunset Boulevard.
Have you seen the original?
That's good. Your voice is not.
The movie.
Thank you. I've never seen the movie. Have you?
Yeah, I have. I actually saw it in L.A. at one of the. Hollywood Forever Cemetery screenings. You ever been to one of those?
No.
They screen movies in the cemetery. You know about
this?
Oh,
no.
Oh, yeah. In the summertime. It's really cool. I saw that there and I saw... I've seen something else there. I can't think of what it is.
What did you think of it? Like, the movie?
I loved it. Before that, was really like kind of shamefully so turned off by like old black and white kind of like films.
Yeah.
And that one really changed my mind. I really loved it. It felt really great. Okay, questions.
Okay.
From these are from our Patreon members. This is from Madman Laz. Madman Laz asks, how did you get to a place where you feel confident in your craft?
I'm gonna let you take this one.
That's why I actually kind of maybe asked that one.
How do you get to a place where you feel confident in your craft? Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, of course, like I still feel like I'm working on that, you know? Definitely comes in waves. I think like part of it is just like you just have to keep making the thing that you're working towards. And embrace the whole experience of it because all of it is really valuable information. Like when you do a really great job or when you do get like an outcome you really didn't want, and especially to know how you handle that and that can change too. Like bombing a show, like it still doesn't feel good, but at least like maybe like sometimes my instinct is like, I'm leaving immediately. Like,
yeah.
I'm getting off the stage and I'm booking a car. I'm getting the fuck out of here immediately. But now I'm like, well, maybe actually it's fine. Like maybe like, yeah, I bombed and sure, a few people can't look me in the eye and like.
You know? Sure, like, everybody hates me and they're getting up inside of me. Yes.
Like, I'm like, maybe like, sure that happens, but yeah. I do have one good friend here that I'm like, maybe we can like, chat a little bit after. I can stick around a little longer or whatever. I can leave if I want. Like, it's fine. I don't have to attach so much to that happened and be like, oh no, I must be like the worst thing ever. I'm the worst comedian or whatever performer. It's like just learning to embrace the outcomes of it. Don't attach to them too much.
Even
if I, you know, do slay like beyond, I'm like, that was yes. Like, be like, okay, that was great. Like, thank God for that. Cherish that. I could look back on that fondly and be like, oh my God, that was amazing. I know I have that in me. Like, I know I have done a really great job before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's still there too.
Yeah.
And I will bomb again. Like, that's there too.
Yeah.
So it's like, just be okay with that.
That's a great answer.
Right?
It's a great answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like you thought about that before.
I know. I think the answer is also...
No, it's just that I always have to like talk because like I make these voice memos.
Yeah, yeah.
And I literally like, I'll leave a show and I'll have to like talk myself through it and just be like, okay, so this is how it went, worked out. This is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm feeling. That, you know, like, where is it coming from? Like, okay, like, yeah, maybe my ego is a little like whatever, or I'm just like, in general, I just wasn't in tune today. I just wasn't feeling it. I was tired. I didn't feel funny. I was sad or whatever. And that's okay. Like,
Do you listen back to those ever?
Sometimes?
Yeah.
Sometimes, but not that. I'm more so just to like process
just to say it.
Yeah. Say it out loud, process it, let it go. And once in a while, I'll revisit it. I haven't in a while, but sometimes, or the few that I did actually were helpful because it was such a marker of, I'm obsessed with like time or like placing stories in like a specific time. Like I get caught up on being like, yeah, it was last September. Well, it was actually, it was like the last week of August. Like
when getting really specific about it.
Like I feel so. And so something with dates or like whatever. But I was listening to this one voice memo. I was like on my way to a Bell House show. Doing like a Mary Beth Barone and Friends, and I love her, her comedy. Like she's fabulous. And like, I was on my way to do her show and I was so nervous, but I was also kind of like, okay, just go in there, see what happens, like have fun, whatever, you know, I'm so thankful that she asked me to do that. And then I listened to the voice memo, the exact date from a year prior. I was like, well, where was I a year prior? A year prior, I was at working retail at Everlane, like ran into her at the store and she was like, oh, like I see you're starting to perform, like maybe you should come do one of my shows sometime, like let's get coffee. And I was kind of like, oh my gosh, she was so like sweet, like you know, maybe maybe we won't get coffee, that's okay, you know, like. But then she followed through and then like we did get coffee and like, you know, so fast forward to a year later, I'm on my way to the show nervous and I'm like, oh, I'm doing this like here, you know, like it's at least nice to know that progress or like that, like things have evolved or things have changed to some in some way.
Whoa. I like that. I might start doing that.
It feels
like an audio journal, I guess.
Yeah, it's like a journal.
Yeah.
And it feels weird. Like you have to like tell, I started doing this in 2020, like the beginning, you kind of just have to like talk out loud, say everything, be like, this feels weird. This is for no one. I'm not like performing for anyone. I'm not like saying any of this out loud for anyone else to hear. These are my private thoughts. These are my private like things I'm processing. Like this is for no one else, whatever. Like my instincts are to say, you know, be talking in this way or blah, blah, blah. What it's just like talk through that and just be like, yeah, this feels weird. This feels weird, but whatever. This is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm, you know, trying to just like go from there. But but I don't know. I like take a break from it here and there. But yeah.
You do this because you're talking in your wired Apple headphones, right?
Yeah, literally.
Wow.
And then when I have a
How
scarf.
How long are they?
They could be like 10 minutes to like 40 minutes.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. So when it's 40 minutes, something's going on.
Yeah.
There's something. I can't believe it. Boulevard. I'm just so alone.
So alone.
You know, that actually,
oh my God.
You doing that and telling me that you do that makes your show make way more sense. That's like something you can pull off.
Yeah.
Because
it's
just like
you're in touch with everything
with yourself,
you feel
also,
and yourself.
And you're comfortable being like with yourself and by yourself and with your own thoughts and whatever. That makes so much sense.
And you're not not hiding them. You're not like doing something to you know what I mean? Like cover them up where I'm sometimes like pull up my phone and scroll. Like I just don't want to think about how I'm feeling.
Yeah. Which I definitely still do. Like, you know, I definitely have like the things to
of course
distract, but yeah, once in a while, you know, when it just like bubbles up, you're just like whatever or you're just like, oh, like especially bombing a show, like sometimes it could feel so embarrassing or just so like, oh, I suck. Like,
yes.
I am not funny. Like, you start thinking these, like, really negative thoughts, and it's like, wait, let me, like, try to, like, work through that a little bit so I could at least shift those thoughts a little bit.
Right.
And not, like, keep attaching to them. And
when they're in here, they're way bigger than when you actually... Yeah,
then it's like Dr. Joe Dispenza. Like, it's like, it causes a feeling, and then a feeling, your reality, like, changes.
Oh, my God. I'm like, no, for sure. Yeah, no.
That's right.
And that's exactly it. No, that's exactly it.
Okay, we've reached the end of the episode, which...
And then we're going to do a bonus if you want to stay for it, too.
Yeah, I would love
to. Have you... Have you listened to our podcast before? It's okay if you haven't.
Yes.
So you know what happens at the end of the podcast?
No.
Wait.
It's okay. It's okay if you don't. Where we read the names.
Oh, of the people.
We improvise a scene.
Okay. Wait.
So we.
Okay, it's
basically,
okay.
Basically, we have our lovely knights who are our highest paid members on Patreon.
Okay.
And they... And we do a medieval sort of, or any kind of improv scene. That's kind of what we opened it up to now.
Yeah.
And the game is you have to say all the names, whether it's be like the recipe of a cake.
Okay, I gotcha.
Or what, you know what I mean? Like, it's so...
We have to
break all the time. Yeah, we stop. It is not precious. It is the basically, we're just saying their names to say thank you and that we really appreciate everything that they do for us.
Cool. Okay.
Okay. Connery, cue the music. This was like medieval music. It's
like... You boy! There!
Yes?
Get over here.
Okay.
Faster.
It's muddy. It's a bit muddy today.
Yes, it did rain last night.
Yes.
Hi. Young boy.
Yeah.
I'm new to this village.
Okay.
I'm looking for work.
All right.
What
are you good at?
Well, I'm good with my hands. I'm good with my feet.
That's what she said.
And who are you?
Hello. I am the other one that works with you.
Yes.
And we together could maybe help you with employment.
Yes. We're cousins as well. Yes.
We're related.
Yeah.
What are your names?
Roku. And?
Skobama.
Skobama and Roku.
Yes. We're cousins, by the way.
Related by blood.
Yes. My mother is siblings with your dad, right?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. I get the confusion.
We're very close by blood.
Oh, yeah.
Very close.
Okay, I care not.
Okay.
Please.
No problem.
Somebody who works with his hands, his feet, he's good with anything that requires manual labor. Where must I go?
Manual labor. What's manual labor?
Perhaps a dentist?
A dentist?
Yeah.
But you're looking for something a bit more involved.
A bit more involved.
Something. Do you want to work indoors, outdoors?
Either will suit.
Oh my God.
Look at him
He's
go.
Natural.
Time has passed. Okay. You ready for your first show?
I'm ready.
Well, don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up.
Oh, quickly. I have a guest list.
Guest
list?
Yes. These are my friends and family from far away. They've come to see me.
They didn't buy tickets.
No.
But do they really care about you if they're
yeah,
bought
they yes. they bought tickets. Come all this way, but they could come all this way.
They
but
they care.
Do you have a list?
Yes. Please, here it is.
Okay. So it's Finn Bruce, Sarah Dahlstrom, Adrian DeBicki, Hayden Kuhn, Eric okay. Burke, Katie Chase, Aaron Giero, AOPP sponsor, Ashlyn Badzik, Carlotta Ossenberg, Daniel Vernard, Mansuista, Diana Crisman, Hot Sauce Haley, yes.
Hot Sauce Haley, yes, I remember.
Kelly Beach, Hiveman, Mark Riley, Sophie Karen Krosky, Hannah Newsom, Laura Strelitz, do you know her?
Laura Strelitz, yes. Oh, the Strelitz family.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, that's also related to us.
Ali, Mia Babadia, Andre Sanchez, Coco, Willie One of One, Emily Faith, Mackenzie, Maggie Moran, Stinky L, Josiah, Antonio Mora. Of course, my ex.
Bride, Bombshell,
Peyton Flesh, Troy and Kelly, Hosa, Danny Manny, DJ Sticker Girls, You the Best, Adrian R, Jeremy Pentagon,
Haley Nelson. Vincent S, Betsy, Maguari, Bank Ruby, Veronica, and Kyle are best friends. Ha 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 ha. Taylor Lanier, Matthew Vanderput, Luke Sin, Ava Isberg, Megan Gooby, Taylor Rydberg, Michael McKitty, Leah Shirley, Laura Bauer, Bobby Goods coloring books. I love Bobby Goods. Didn't know you knew.
Yes.
Cowgirl in a Dog World. Say less. Can Kane Queen.
Linda Davies, Elsie Belsie, Mandy Gatz, I Seen the Dream, Fantasy Camp, M. Louise. Sarah Schwinn, Sharon, Charlie McGrath, Mandy, Livy, Kobe, Coley Smalls, Shane, Ferrier, Williams, Daphne, Haley Yolo, Mikhail, Madman Lars.
Wait!
That's the list.
Wait!
That's the list.
Did you say Madman Lars?
Yes.
Yes.
He's made it onto the list.
You made the list.
Madman Lars.
That's my brother.
Your brother?
He and I get along not so well these days. I don't know if I can do this.
The show must go on.
We've put in thousands of dollars into...
Thousands of coins.
Coins into the... Uh-oh.
Then the show will go on.
Are you drunk?
And scene.
To be continued. I think that was
to be continued. Sunset Boulevard. Oh, guys, thank you so much. Thank you, Richard Perez.
And remember, please go see him on tour. We have all the dates linked below.
He has to do this. I have to check him out on everything. And if you want
to
see us do some funny, fun, cool stuff in the bonus episode, hit that Patreon link in the bio. And we're going to be going on for another about 30 minutes or so in the link in the bio. That's it.
Okay. Oh, he's funny.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.